V'yema, let's say no. V'yema prat l'chai v'lavin. Maybe it's not called your sister if your father lived with a chai v'lavin. So Rashi, nosa oviv mamzeres. Let's say your father took a second wife, married a mamzeres, for heilat bas, and from that lady your father had a daughter. Lava chosi, maybe that's not called your sister. V'yema v'latavsi v'kedusha, we'll also say maybe kedusha is not chal. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. It's pasuk says eishes. Bas Eshes Avicha, it's only the daughter of your father's wife, means maybe somewhat your father was allowed to marry, and not the Chai V'lavin, that's not called your sister. And this Gemara says, no, that can't be. Omer Rav Papa says, Chai V'lavin Tav Shibu Kedushin. You should know Chai V'lavin, if your father marries a Mamzeres, even though it's a Chai V'lavin, but Avada Kedushin is Chal, it's called your father's wife, and therefore the daughter they have, Pshit, is called your sister. You see, the Pasuk says, if a man has two wives, one he likes and one he hates. Mashmah is talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu who is being made is saying it. Like in the eyes of Hashem, is a call that one he loves, one he hates. Is a pasuk like Hashem hates and Hashem loves. Elo, what the pasuk means is like this. Elo ahuva ahuva b'nusiyeho. Means that Kadosh Baruch Hu liked this marriage. It was a marriage v'heter. It wasn't a chai v'lavin. It was an isha he was allowed to marry. Senua, what's called hated? Senua v'nisuyeho. That means he did an avera. He married a chai v'lavin. If a man marries a mamzeres. And that's called kisiyenu ish te'noshim. If a man has two wives. One that he was allowed to, and one that he was not allowed to. The Yomar Rachmon, the Pasuk says, kisiyenu ish te'noshim. When a man has two wives. Mashmi is married to them. So in other words, if a man marries a mamzeres, the law is the kedushin is chal, and he has to get a get from her. But our kolponim, the kedushin is chal. So you can't say if your father lived with a chai v'lavin, that's not called your sister, because the kedushin is not chal. Avad is the kedushin is chal. Stam chai v'lavin, even though he did the averum, you have to give her a get afterwards. But our kolponim, the kedushin is chal. So pshit is called your sister. For the Gemara Vayta V'yema, maybe, Prat L'chai V'krisus. Let's say your father took a second wife, your father married his sister. Your father lived with a Chai V'krisus. So in such a case, Kedushin is not Chal. If your father married his sister, Kedushin is not Chal. Let's say you had a daughter, so maybe that daughter is not called your sister. Because since your father married a Chai V'krisus, that the Kedushin is not Chal, maybe that's not called your daughter. And this the Gemara says, on my Rav, Rav says, on the Kor, the Pasuk says, Erbas Achoyscha, the erva of your sister, Bas Avicha, she's the daughter of your father, the same father you have, Oy Bas Imecho, the daughter of your mother, the same mother, Meledes Bayis, whether she's born inside, Oy Meledes Chutz, she's born outside. What does that mean? Bayis inside and Chutz outside? That means, Bein Shoimrim Loli Avicha Kayim. Whether they tell your father that this lady that he married, that he had his daughter from, you're allowed to stay married to him. You're allowed to keep her. Whether they tell your father, no, Kedushin is not toughest in there. If your father married his sister, so we tell him, that Kedushin is not chal, she's a chai v'krisus. Still, the Pasuk says, the Yom Rachamon, the Pasuk says, Achoyzchi, she's called your sister. So the kid says, as long as she's a Jewish lady, Lamais is called your sister. You're a sister from the same father. You have this, your father, and your father now lives with another Isha, even though she's a Chai V'krisus, that the Kedushin is not Chal, but the Maisa, if he lived with her, and he had a daughter, that's called your sister. That's called Achoyzchi. For the Gemara Eima, let's say like this. Eima, why don't you say like this better? Bein Shoy Maloy Avicha Kayim, whether they tell your father, stay married to her. Bein Shoy Maloy Avicha Haitzi, whether they tell your father, no, you have to get rid of her. The Yom Rachamon Achoyzchi, still the Torah says that the daughter is called your sister. L'rabois, maybe it comes to include even Achoyzchi Meshivcha. Maybe even if your father married a Shivcha. Even though we say Haitzi, you have to get rid of her, the Kedushin is not Chal, but maybe that's the Chiddush, maybe she's still called your sister. If your father lived with a Shivcha and had a daughter, maybe that daughter is called your sister. Or else we have Ordis Kechovim. Maybe if your father lived with a Goya, with a Shiksa, and they had a daughter, maybe that daughter is called your sister. In other words, what's the difference between Chai V'krisus and a Shivcha and a Vesach Ovim? Both of them, Kedushin is not Chal. So from the first Pasuk, it's Mashma, Bas, Eshes Avicha. That means what's called your sister only if she's a sister from somebody that your father was able to get married to. That's called Eisha Savicha. So that's good. Chai v'lavin, very good. Chai v'lavin, Kedushin is Chal. But now we're asking, how do you know to say that your father marries a Chai v'krisis, your father marries his sister? You want to tell me now a pasuk that's saying that's still called your sister. So even though Kedushin is not Chal, says so, who was in if your father marries a Shivcha, or your father marries a Veres Chachav Meshiksa, or a Shivcha, also maybe still called your sister. Like once you have this pasuk, Meledes Bayis or Meledes Chutz, Mash, even if your father can't have Kedushin with her, still she's called your sister. So Mar says this can't be. Omar Kro, but still we have a pasuk before that says, Bas Esha Savicha. That your sister is only if it's an Esha Savicha, a lady that your father could marry. So we dashin, Mishi Eshta Isha Savicha, a lady that could get married to your father, but and that is called Achoisa, that's called your sister if they have a daughter. But Pratli Achoisa excludes a daughter, Meshivcha Gavreska Chavim. If your father has a daughter from a Shivcha, from a Shivcha, that's not called your sister. So the kids said, that's Pshana Tupsukim. So the Pasuk says, Esha Savicha Mashma only your sister from your father has Kedushin. What does that mean? Lafuka Yeshivcha Neshiksa. I, the Pasuk says, Meledes Chutz, even to a lady that is not allowed to, he can't marry, but I call upon him since she's a Jewish lady, even though she's a Chai B'Krisis, that's called your sister. For the Gemara, how do you know this? For the Gemara, Marayas, how do we know to say which Pasuk is including and which Pasuk is excluding? So Gemara says, Mestar, but this is a Svara. That Chai B'Krisis, even though your father married his sister, a Chai B'Krisis, that Lamaistik Dushin is not Chal, or the Heavenly and the Rabbis. It's smart to say there that if they have a daughter, that is called your sister. Why? Shekain Tovsi Ben Kedushin Liyalma. Because Lamaisa, your father's sister, she's a Jewish lady. If somebody else would marry her, Kedushin would be Chal. So since she's a Jewish lady that she has, she's in the Pasha of Kedushin, so now that your father lives with her, even though your father can't marry her, still is called your sister. Mashenka, if your father lives with a Shivcha, nobody can marry a Shivcha. Nobody can marry a Shiksa. Therefore, that's not called your sister. Frederick Mori Adarabba, maybe I'll tell you the opposite way. Shivcha, Yavonas Kechavim, Hevel, and the Rabbis. No, maybe if your father lives with a Shivcha, or with a Shiksa, and they have a daughter, maybe that is called your sister. Why? The Megaira, because if the Shivcha, the Shiksa, will become a Ger, will become a Jew, Lididei, Nami Tavsi Bokadushin. Your father, Mamish, can marry her. In other words, Navedis Kechavim and a Shivcha has one miler over your father's sister. Your father's sister can never marry. She's always an erva to him. Mashenkin, a Shiksa, a Goya, or a Shivcha, if they are misguided, they become a Jew, then your father could marry her. So maybe it's a smart to say they are in the Pasha of Kedushin. So maybe if your father lives with a Shivcha, maybe that daughter should be called your sister. That the Gemara says, no, the svar is, l'chi megayra gufach rinhi. True. If they become a Jew, then your father could marry them. But we have the svar before, that a ger, shenizgayer, kikotin shenela dummy. That after they become a ger, a Jew, they consider like a new person. It's not called the old person anymore. So the kitchen, this shiksa, the way she is right now, your father can never marry her. And not only your father, but no other Jew could marry her. So that's called, not called bas eshes avicha. That's by Eshes Avicha's prat, your father had the daughter from a Shivcha, from a Shiksa. Mashenka and his sister, since she has Kedusha by other people, that is called Achoisa. So now, Rabbanan, Lamute Shivcha, Vares Kechove Minolu, how did the Rabbanan know to say that your daughter, that your father's daughter, is not called your sister, if it's from a Shivcha or a Goya? So the verse says, Nafklu, the end of the now from another Pasik. It says, by a Shivcha, that Meho Isha, Vilodeho, Tieladoneho. It says clearly, if you have a Shivcha Kenanis, and the other is not given to an Eved Ivri, the children go to the Yodin, go to the Shivcha. There is a child, is not called a Jewish child, it's called the Shivcha, it's called an Eved Kenani. So therefore, it doesn't go after your father. So therefore, if your father had a daughter from a Shivcha, it's not called your sister. Lord Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda, true, Chad the Shivcha. This is a good pasuk by a Shivcha. But how do I know by a Shiksa, by a Goya? The Chad the Avanes Kechavim. Our pasuk of Bas Eshes Avicha has come to teach us that if your father lived with a Goya, that daughter is not called your sister. So the Lord Shrich, I need two psukim. One for a Shiksa, one for a Shivcha. The Yashmin and Shivcha, Mishum Dien Lachias. A Shivcha has no Yichas. She's a shivcha. She doesn't go after the parents. The child is called a shivcha. It's called an eved kenani. It has no yichus. But a goya, the isla yichus. There is a din yichus. So maybe then the daughter is called your daughter. Maybe it is called your sister. The pasuk would have just said by a goya that it's not called your daughter. It's not called your sister. A goya has no shaykha to mitzvahs at all. Avo shivcha the shaykha the mitzvahs, mashenka the shivcha kananis. She's mechuyi the mitzvahs like an isha. Hey, Maloy, maybe if your father has a daughter from a shivcha, maybe it is called your sister, tzricha. Therefore, I need to psuk him. That if your father has a daughter from a shivcha, or from a avedas kechavu, from a goya, in both cases, it's not called your father's daughter, it's not called your sister, you don't have an erva to live with them. That's what I said about according to Rabbanim, when he both took him for a shivcha for Avaros Kechavim, each one have different svaras. One is the Ein Lo Chiyus, is a shivcha has no chiyus, like Rashi says, it means Ein Lo Yichus, means the siv ama chamor. That means she's like a chamor, and just like a chamor, a chamor's kid has no yichus, doesn't go after the father, who then by a shivcha the kid doesn't go after the parents. Mashenke in a goya has yichus to it. Rashi means down because there's a pasuk like that says that the Sid Belodon Ben Belodon had Rumi Ben Tarumin Mashma, there is a din yichus by Goyim. That Koponim Goyim has something worse, that they're not mechuyev mitzvahs at all. Mashenken if shivcha is mechuyev mitzvahs, therefore I need to psukim that the daughter that you have from a shivcha or from a shiksa from a verse of Chavim, in both cases there's no din daughter and there's no din your sister. Yeah. So the most like this. The Rabbanan learned, so this pasuk for shivcha is good, but the pasuk over here is not a pasuk for a goya for shiksa, because the Rabbanan used the pasuk for ervas bas esha savicha to teach us that you chayiv too. According to the Rabbanan, if you live with your sister that came from your father's wife's daughter, that's your father's wife's daughter, that Yechayev for two Chayev increases. It's your sister and the daughter of your father's wife. Says, so according to Rabban, it's not an extra pasuk. So how does Rabban know that a daughter, or not your sister, that your father had from a shiksa, is not called your sister? For the Mar Rabban, how do we know this? Minolhu. The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Nelef Meshivcha. We'll learn it out from the same pasuk that says Meshivcha. Just like by Shivcha it says, Mehisha Vilodeh Atil Adoneho. That from a shivcha, the children go after her. Maybe by a goya, it's the same halacha. So Mora says, no, hanu mitzvah tzrichi. We said before, tzrichis is. From one, I would not know the other one. A shivcha has no yichus at all. Mashenkin, by a goya, there is yichus. So maybe by a goya, the daughter goes after the father, maybe. Maybe it would be called your sister. So again, according to Rabbanan Shita, how do we know that if your father has a daughter from a goya, it's not called your sister? Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Amar Kruah, the pasuk says, Ki Yosir as Bincha Miacharai. If you take away your son from us, that means Bincha Mi Yisraelis Kori Bincha. Because if you let your daughter get married to a goy, so the pshat is the goy is going to take away your son. In other words, it's called your son because it's your daughter. The mother is a Jew, so we go bust to the mother. Since the mother is a Jew, it's called the Jewish boy. But since the father is a goy, he's going to be yosser, he's going to teach your kid the wrong thing. But v'yein bincha bo min avedas kechovim korei vonecha. But the opposite way, where your son, a Jewish boy, marries a goy or a shiksa, then the son is not a Jewish, the son goes after the mother, that the kid is a goy. That's the drosh. Elabana, it's called her son, her daughter. So therefore, that's how we know that from a goya, there's no din, doesn't go after the father, goes after her, that the kid is a goy, and therefore it's not called your sister. Omer Ravina said like this, Shema Aminah, from here we hear, that Ben Bitcha, the son of your daughter, Havo Min Oive Kechavim, that if the father was a goy, is Kori Bincha. It's called your son, it was your daughter, a Jewish lady, married a goy. The law is the son goes after the mother, that the son is called a Jew. Yeah. That's the Shmaminah that Ben Bitcha Bo Minor Chavim Kori Bonecha was saying go after the mother. So the Maralemok Sav Ravina, let's say maybe Ravina holds that Oivid Kechovim, if a guy, the Evet or an Evet Kenani, Habu Abbas Yisrael, if they go and live with a Jewish lady, is a Vlad kosher? You want to tell me the Vlad is kosher? In other words, the Vlad is not called the guy. It goes after the mother. Therefore, the Vlad is kosher. Since the mother is a Jew, the Chur of the Vlad is also a kosher. So Gemara says, no, it could be Nehi de Mamzer Lehevei. It's not called a Mamzer. A Mamzer is only from two Jewish people. That the Chai decreases between the two of them. That Kedush does not have see, that's called a Mamzer. Of a kosher normally heavy, maybe it's not called a kosher a Jew. What does that mean? Yisrael Apostle Mikri. Maybe it's called the Yisrael Apostle. That means a Kayin, Lechura can't marry him. Yavno Rai is called a good Jew. It could be called still apostle means that a Kayin is also to marry her. For the Gemara, hi, b'shiva umayis ksiv. This pasuk that says if you get married, that you go after the mother, is talking about the shiva sumas, about the shiva's goyim. Trashi b'shara v'rus kechovim minolon divlodo kemo. But by other goyim, by other shiksas, how do we know the vlad goes after the mother? Maybe only if a Jewish boy lives with one of the shiksas from the shiva samim, then we say the son goes after them. Maybe they're terrible people. Mashenke, not from the shiva samim, another goya, maybe the kid goes after the father, maybe the kid is a Jew. Now, the Gemara, the pasuk says, ki yosir, le rabba is kol ha-mesirim. Mashmu know any type of mesirim. So mashmu know, lavda for the shiva samim. Ki yosir means they'll take him away from you. So in other words, taking away means any guy. And so the pasuk says that if it's your daughter, so if it's a Jewish lady, and the father is a guy, it says, don't do it, the father will take away your son. In other words, called your son, you go after the mother, but the father will take him away, will make him into a, bring him up the wrong way. And the opposite way is the opposite way. If it's a shiksa, and you have a Jewish boy, the son is called a guy. So it says, ki yosir, that the goyim will take him away, l'rabas kol ha-mesirim. Mash, many type of a goy there is, that goes this way, that the child goes after whatever the mother is. If the mother is a Jew, the child's a Jew. If the mother's a goy, the child's a goy. The marahoni, yichol Rabbi Shimon, the dorish time of the krua. That's good. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon Shita, he holds yadashin time of the krua. When the apostle says a svar of ki yosir, see, even though the apostle is talking about the shiva samim, but the Torah says a reason. Why by these Shivas Amim is that locha that way? Because if you get married to them, the father, the guy, is going to teach your kid the wrong way. That's the Svara. So Kiyosir is a Svara. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the Dash and time with the crew, it's very good. It's Lav Dalka from the Shivas Amim. It's any guy will be the same locha. Ela the Rabbonim, but according to the Rabbonim, they say, you don't Dash in time with the crew. Whatever the Pasuk says, it's like Xeris Akosif. So maybe the Pasuk is only saying by the Shivas Amim that we have these halachas, the kid goes after the mother. But maybe not from the Shivas Amim it won't be that way. Maybe, but not from the Shivas Amim, the ladies are not so bad. Maybe then he always goes both as the Jew. Whether the father is a Jew, whether the mother is a Jew, the kid is always a Jew, maybe. So Gemara says, Man Tana de Polig Le de Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the one that argues on the verse of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Shimoni, Enochanami. The Chur, you're going to have to say it's Rabbi Shimon. As according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, we have another pasuk for that. We have a pasuk of Eish Bas Eish Savicha. Only a daughter from your father, that's through Kedushin, not through a Goya. But Shenkin, according to the one that argues on the verse of Yehuda, that was Akash. If you argue on the verse of Yehuda, how do you know a Goya? That there it says, whoever argues on the verse of Yehuda, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. And Rabbi Shimon holds, Dash and time of the crow. Therefore, even though the pasuk is talking about the shiva samim, but since it says a svara ki yosir, we know any guy that you get married to, that's not local. That you always goes bust with the mother, whatever the mother is, that's what the child is also.